At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Sharon and Connor joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, my friends.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So I think it was about a year ago that we had Connor inside the Good Vibe Tribe to talk about your kindness kits. So tell everybody about your kindness kits, and then we want to talk about what's going on now with the group, okay?
Yeah, so our kindness kit, I always say, is our little red box, signature red box, filled with all sorts of toys, kind of just fidget and distracting items that might help a kid, bring a kid joy in a challenging situation. And right now, I think last time we talked, we had delivered about 8,000. Now we're up to nearly 15,000 kits distributed to over 80 locations all around New England. So we've grown quite a lot since we last talked.
So first of all, you sound like a man. When you grow up, it's hard for me to take it. But anyway, I saw something really cool on your website, carnerskindnessproject.org, that so not only are you doing good work, you're empowering other kids to do good work too with your lemonade stand project. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so kind of backtracking a little bit, when we first decided we were going to start a real organization in Connor's Kindness Project and do our kindness kit, I actually self-funded our first 250 kits with a lemonade stand initiative. And I did a couple lemonade stands over the summer, and I was able to raise that money to do the 250 kits. So we thought this summer would be a great idea to have kids do a lemonade stand for us. And every $25 will help make a kindness kit, so it should be pretty successful.
Connor, how old are you today, and how old were you when you started the Connor's Kindness Project?
I'm 16 now. I started when I was 12.
It was a pandemic activity.
Mm. And how did you balance growing this nonprofit at such a rate while also being a kid?
It can be a lot of times, but I love doing it, so it's never a problem. And it's really been great and such a great experience doing community service. And it's something I kind of look forward to every day. So it's been good.
Sharon, you must be pretty proud of Connor.
Oh, I am. And, you know, I really like to think of this as, you know, this little small idea that he just wanted to do to help children in his community. And now it's impacted thousands. And, you know, another thing, you know, when you asked about how we do it all, we have, Connor, talk about all the volunteers we have and our volunteers.
Yeah, we have a pretty robust volunteer program now. We've had over 250 high school students come in and help put kits together. So it's been good, kind of. And a lot of kids, you know, do it at first to get their volunteer hours, but then once they've got them all, they keep coming back because they love to do it. And it's really been good, kind of inspiring other kids to do community service as well.
All right, what do you need help with today? We want people to go to your website, connorskindnessproject.org, but what do you need? How can we help?
Yeah, anything. We're always fundraising, like grants, donations. If anybody does that, it's always good. But we also do a lot of product drives, so if anybody wants to do that for us, you know, collection crayons or Play-Doh, things like that, reach out to us. And like I said, the lemonade stand campaign is kind of our big thing this summer. So there's more information on our website. But if you're interested in that, I'd definitely reach out as well.
So if you want to do a lemonade stand, he has a 27-page organizational document on his website. How to do it, what you need, what where to go, signs you can print out. I mean, this is amazing. The geek in me is like,
I thought it was just lemons and Dixie cups.
No, there's so much more than that, sir. And Connor will tell you.
I feel like there's going to be a CEO after Connor's name point down the road. Well, Connor, it was great to have you and your mom back. Obviously, again, you already were a repeat
offender.
Yes, as Kennedy says, a repeat offender inside the Good Vibe Tribe. Thank you for coming back to the show again.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'd like to add that you two are doing some pretty good kind vibes around there yourself.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you both. Thank you both. And if you want to find out more, it's connorskindnessproject.org or just text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234 and we'll share the link. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Vaughn from Malden.
Good morning.
Morning.
Vaughn, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture, Vaughn. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win all of the $100.
All 100 of them.
If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, except for the squeaky door. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Margot Robbie, 35 today. She is most well known for her roles as Barbie and also as which DC character?
No idea.
Question number two. Now that all the members have completed their military service, BTS will grace us with a new album and a world tour next year. Does BTS have over or under three songs reach number one? Over or under?
Under.
Are you not a member of the BTS Army, Vaughn?
No.
Question number three. A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but the deliberations will continue today. The 12 jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charge yet. Diddy was the face of which liquor brand before all of this came to light?
Ciroc.
Question number four. A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well include Seinfeld. Everyone knows Jerry's eccentric next-door neighbor, Kramer. But what is Kramer's first name?
Cosmo.
Question number five. Today in 1881, President James Garfield was shot. It took 80 days for his assassin's bullet to kill him.
Oof.
Name the last president or former president to have an attempt on his life.
Donald Trump.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're on your way to work today, Vaughn.
I am.
Are we getting any time off for the 4th of July weekend?
No.
Oh.
What do you do? That's not giving you any time off.
The retail manager, so retail doesn't do the best around holidays as far as time off.
All right.
I have said on the air multiple times, I think everyone that works retail should be able to punch one customer a year scot-free, and that would keep everyone else in line.
Yep.
Your thoughts as a manager?
Vaughn would never.
Vaughn got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, sir.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, 35 today. She's most well known for her role as Barbie. Also, is which DC character?
Harley Quinn.
Yes, she was Harley Quinn. 1-0. Now that all the members have completed their military service, BTS will grace us with a new album and a world tour next year. Does BTS have over or under three songs that reached number one, Kennedy?
Under.
Thought you were a part of the BTS army. What happened? 6, to be exact.
Oh, my God.
How dare you doubt the power of the Bulletproof Boy Scouts?
You know, I'm the worst.
1-0. Question number 3. A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but the deliberations will continue today. The 12 jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charges yet. Diddy was the face of which liquor brand before all of this unfolded?
Ciroc.
Tied it, 2-1. Question number 4. A list of things from the 90s that haven't aged well include Seinfeld. Everyone knows Jerry's eccentric next-door neighbor is Kramer. But what is Kramer's first name? Oh.
Cosmo.
3-2. Question number 5.
That hurt.
That was close.
Today in 1881, President James Garfield was shot. It took 80 days for his assassin's bullet to kill him. Name the last president or former president to have an attempt on his life.
Donald Trump.
It was Donald Trump. Final scores, 4-3.
Wow.
Look at you, Kennedy.
Thought you had me, Vaughn. I really did.
Well, Vaughn, hopefully everybody's nice to you in retail over the 4th of July weekend,
yes.
Okay? Be kind to Vaughn if you run into him. Hopefully. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy? Oh, I got some tickets for you, too. You're going to go to Bingo Unleashed August 2nd in Foxwoods. Bingo gets a bold glow-up at this nightclub-style party every first Saturday of the month starting in August. For more information, go to foxwoods.com. So you enjoy those, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I am Vaughn from Alden, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What do you do, and how much do you make? It's an awkward question. You never share it with people that you know. Maybe somebody in your family knows, or your significant other, your spouse, or whatever. Maybe a sibling knows.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, not even your sibling knows how much you make. Mm-hmm. But we want to dispel that a little bit, because it's kind of interesting to hear the career paths that people end up down. How much money they spent on their education to get there, and to find out, was it worth it after all of these years? So we're going to start first with a cybersecurity engineer, Kennedy.
My goodness.
This is like some black ops stuff, I think. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. First question. If I told you my password was 1234, would that surprise you?
No.
Does everybody's password you work with is super simple and you could figure it out in 5 minutes?
They're not supposed to be, but sometimes they are.
Can you tell us, like, exactly what it is that you do?
So I basically work on, like, architecture. So on your back end, making sure that there's no password leaks, making sure that people can't tamper with physical devices.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I do a little programming, but yeah.
Have you ever caught a hacker?
No.
How much school did you have to go to for this particular position?
I only have my master's, but
You only have your master's.
No, sorry. I only have my bachelor's, but I'm going for my master's.
Good for you.
Do you trust Alexa, or do you whisper around yourself, around it?
I actually don't have any of, like, the Google Nest or, like, Apple Home or Alexa. I don't have one.
Don't speak ill of Alexa around me. She is my only friend.
Let's just ask her. Is the FBI on our phones? Why are my sponsored ads so on point?
It's actually, I forget the exact term, but they use what you search to make, like, a profile on you, and then they'll push it. Think that you're more likely to interact with.
Did you hear her phone just got cut off for a second there? There are spies watching her.
The FBI was like, hit the button.
Right, don't let her talk.
No way, man. Her phone has got to be, like, unhackable.
Using a BlackBerry?
How many people do you supervise any people? Do you manage people?
I do not.
Okay.
How long have you been at this company?
This company, 3 years.
Mm. Okay.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a CR-V.
Reliable.
Practical.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to take a guess?
Yeah, I think we should guess.
Okay. I'll go first if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Cybersecurity engineer, I'm going to say $92,000 a year. Dan?
Spend there 3 years. I'm going to say 85.
Okay, 85, Kennedy.
150.
150, let's go. Okay, don't say your name or where you work or any of that stuff. As a cybersecurity engineer, how much you earn annually?
Dan was almost on the money. I make 86.
Okay.
I'm Boom. Just saying, if you were protecting my passwords, I'd pay you all the money.
You got to stop trusting companies to pay us so much. I'm jaded. That's why my numbers are always close.
All right,
You've got too much faith in these companies, Kennedy.
I do.
We're all going to change our password right now, Kennedy, okay? Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Good morning.
Hello, yeah.
You're a middle school principal, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been a middle school principal?
20 years.
Oh, you've been there for a minute.
What is the most annoying slang you hear in the hallway this past school year?
The skibbity stuff.
Oh, we're still skibbitying?
Yep.
20 years with middle schoolers? Like, just seriously, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you do that. It's such an age of absolute insanity.
It's a new day every day.
Oh, bless.
Do you secretly enjoy fire drills because it gets the kids out of the school for 20 minutes and it's quiet?
20 years.
What is the most difficult aspect of your job as a middle school principal?
Probably the parents more than anything.
Yeah, we are the worst.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah, we are the worst.
They're not the worst. It's just that they sometimes push their memories onto what their students are going through.
Oh, wow. All right, a more pointed question. What kind of car do you drive?
A Hyundai.
How big is your school? Like, what is the student demographic and how much faculty are under you every day that you are managing?
We have about 550 students and about 100 total people.
Okay,
public
so you're a big
private?
Boss.
Public.
That's a great question. Do you ever secretly just laugh on the inside when some student tells you some blatant lie about why they're late?
Yeah, or laugh on the outside.
All right, last time you went on vacation, where did you go?
Last time I went on vacation, we went to Europe.
So I have a little bit of insider knowledge on this. You know, my wife finished her master's to become a principal right when Barrett was born. So I have a little bit
that
of
understanding. That was 14 years ago.
It was. I was. But I have a little bit of an idea of
well,
where it is.
Well, then you go first, champion.
I went first last time.
Nope.
It is Dan's turn to go first.
I'm going to go 150.
150. Okay, Kennedy, you're up.
I don't think they pay that much because it's just not fair and not right.
Right.
I'll say 100.
100. And I'm going to go dead middle. I was going to say 125 the whole time. So as a middle school assistant principal, correct? How much
middle
do you,
school principal.
Yeah, how much do you earn?
164.
Let's go.
Good for you.
Damn.
We love to see our teachers being paid what they deserve and our educators. Well, thank you for what you do. 20 years in a middle school, you deserve a medal or a parade or something.
Thank you. Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do you do? How much do you make? It's an awkward but funny conversation that you probably don't have with most people in your life. So we're just going to put it out on the radio here. We're just going to share it with the world.
And you never know. Maybe you might be interviewing for a job along the same lines. And then you can have an idea as to what they make in this community.
Or maybe you're a young person. You're like, you know, this is what I dream of when I get older is to do this job. And then you hear them come on our show and you go, eh. Eh. That's the sound you would make. Okay, we have a respiratory therapist on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what does that job entail exactly?
So I presently work within a nursing home rehab setting. I go in and evaluate patients, make recommendations, talk to the doctors and the nurse practitioners, do education for the staff. There are also, just for young people who may be interested, there are also hospital-based respiratory therapists that work in acute care that make a lot more money than I do.
Oh,
well, you are an angel.
That's a good hint.
Yeah, seriously, working with our elder community is so massive. How
Thank
many
you.
Years have you been doing this?
45.
Wow.
I imagine the medical field has changed a little bit since you started.
I bet.
45 years.
The things you've seen.
Imagine what we were doing 45 years ago.
Smoking.
Doctors smoking while they're making their diagnoses in the hospital.
Yeah.
Red dye, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'll rub some dirt on it. It'll be fine, kid.
Are you full-time? Are you part-time?
I'm full-time.
Okay. Gosh, 45 years.
Yeah. How long are you to retirement?
I want to work till I'm 70, so okay. I got a few more years.
Okay.
So.
Kennedy, you want to take a guess?
Not enough. I know it's not enough just from here. Okay, I'll say 75.
75K from Kennedy. I'm going to say 68,000. Dan?
45 years. I know she said they make more in the hospital. I'm going to still say 80.
80? Okay, you're going just over the three
Make
of us.
Make us happy.
Yes, don't tell us where or anything like that, but how much do you earn as a respiratory therapist in nursing homes?
Dan hit it on the nose.
Dan is...
You were on fire today.
He is killing the game today.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do. Again, working
with... Thank
working
you,
with
guys.
Is something.
I love listening to you guys. You're great spirit lifters, so... you're a good way to start my day. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Spirit lifters.
Write that down.
I'm going to go cry for a minute.
We're spirit lifters.
Mo, we got one more before you can cry.
Okay. Ready.
Good morning, Chef.
Good morning.
Yes, Chef.
Hands!
Hurt!
What type
Never
of
heard
chef?
That before.
What type of chef are you?
I'm a sous chef.
For how long have you been a sous chef?
Over 20 years.
And can you explain exactly what a sous chef is and does?
Well, we're second in command in the kitchen and pretty much tell everyone what to do.
Oh, the power.
Help out when needed.
How many hours a week do you work? Because I know chefs put in crazy hours.
Oh, my goodness. Too much.
You can't even count them, Dan. That's
my
amazing.
Gosh.
Are you working in a chain restaurant, locally owned? Like, what kind of situation without giving away too many details of the actual place?
Not a chain restaurant.
Oh.
Do you have white tablecloths where you work?
No.
All right.
Okay. All right. So kind of like a locally owned spot?
No.
Okay.
So it's not a chain and it's not locally owned?
Not a chain restaurant, but hotel. Let's say hotel.
Who's the most famous person you've ever seen at your restaurant?
Thomas Keller.
Thomas Keller? Is that the guy from...
He's the chef and owner of French Laundry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You had to feed him food? Yeah. Did you die?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Oh, that's...
Oh, you had to serve a 3 Michelin star chef?
Yes, chef.
That'd be like watching LeBron James watching Jeffrey Rose. But no.
My friend, when's the last time you took a vacation and where did you go?
Vacation? Last month, actually. And it was at my house. It was a staycation.
Didn't want to go anywhere. I don't blame you.
No. Before that, Barbados.
When you get home, are you tired of cooking so you just eat microwave hot dogs? Or do you still cook when you get back to the house?
I buy food.
I don't cook myself ever.
Okay. And just one last question before we try and figure out how much you earn. How many years of schooling did you go through?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. Kennedy, do you want to go first?
Yes. I'm going to say, I have no idea how much money you make. I'm going to say $90,000.
Wow.
I hope so.
I was exactly on that same number.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I've watched 3 episodes of The Bear, so I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
I was going to nail it at 90.
Well,
dang.
Price is right, me.
All right.
No.
Hold on.
Over or under?
Under.
Oh!
That's not fair. I guess I'll say 85.
I know. It's not fair.
You said 85. I'll go 75.
Was that a hint?
I know. So how much do you earn as a sous chef at a restaurant and a hotel that has served a 3-star Michelin chef?
76.
Wow. Dang. Not enough.
76
not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Well, send us an email. Let us know where you work. We'll come eat.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, hon. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
We did.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
KB Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. That's what you dream of at night, Kennedy. Symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Nashua.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Katie?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Can't believe you're being so nice. You should have heard Kennedy talking junk off the air about you, Katie.
Oh, man. I worked all night long, so I'm off my game, I guess.
That's all right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so nervous, but yeah.
Here we go. Question number 1. Ryan Seacrest posted some photos, and the internet thinks he looks too skinny. The source says he's fine, but he just started a new workout routine, which led to a visible change in his appearance. Ryan Seacrest hosts Wheel of Fortune. Who did he take over for in that job?
Pat Sajak.
During a Green Day show in Luxembourg, Billy Joe Armstrong brought a fan on stage and gave him a guitar so he could play along to Good Riddance, but the guy started playing Wonderwall instead. That's a good troll. They promptly kicked him off the stage. Who sings Wonderwall?
Oasis.
That was the most punk rock thing to happen at that Green Day show all night.
Katy Perry got emotional on stage during her final Lifetime's tour stop in Australia, just days after news broke that she and Orlando Bloom had split. Can you name this Katy Perry song? Take a listen.
There's a stranger in my bed.
Name the song?
Last Friday Night.
Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth, but a while back he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin, so his full name now is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Wow, he didn't want to be associated with you that bad.
Well, he spelled it with a C, Dan.
Completely. Oh, he's not one of you.
Yes. He, of course, played Kevin McAllister. Which city is the original Home Alone set in?
Chicago.
And question number 5, Julie Bowen had to get a pacemaker put in when she was 29 because of a heart rhythm disorder called sick sinus syndrome. She's had the batteries replaced 3 times since. Julie Bowen played Adam Sandler's love interest in which movie?
Ooh, not where I thought that question was going.
Yep, the old okey-doke from producer Dan.
Adam Sandler, I'm going to just have to go on a limb and say Punch Drunk Love.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, I mean, she was going through all my questions like a hot knife through butter before that.
I know,
I had to slip her up somehow.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, Katie's no joke. She got 4 out of 5.
Woo, okay.
She did it quickly, too. Question number one. Ryan Seacrest posted some photos, and the internet thinks he looks too skinny, but apparently he just started a new workout routine, which led to a visible change in his appearance. Seacrest hosts Wheel of Fortune. Who did he take over for?
Passe Jack.
Tied at 1. During a Green Day show in Luxembourg, Billy Joe Armstrong brought a fan on stage and gave him a guitar so he could play along to Good Riddance, but the guy started playing Wonderwall instead.
Not all heroes wear capes.
They promptly kicked him off stage, Kennedy. Who sings Wonderwall?
Oasis.
Tied at 2. Katy Perry got emotional on stage during her final Lifetimes tour stop in Australia just days after news broke that she and Orlando Bloom had split. Can you name this Katy Perry song?
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini bar. DJ's passed out in the yard. Bobby's on the barbecue. This a hickey or a bruise.
Name the song.
Last Friday Night.
Oh, didn't seem confident there.
I was not.
Question number 4. Macaulay Culkin's middle name was Carson at birth, but a while back he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. So his full name now is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Why not?
He, of course, played Kevin McAllister. Which city is the original Home Alone set in?
Chicago.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Julie Bowen had to get a pacemaker put in when she was 29 because of a heart rhythm disorder. She's had the batteries replaced 3 times since. Julie Bowen played Adam Sandler's love interest in which movie?
Billy Madison. Oh, Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
Can't give it to you, though, Kennedy.
Oh, no. I wasn't asking.
She's back in Happy Gilmore, too.
4-4 is the final score. With a 4-4 tie, Kennedy gets the win. That was close.
Dang it.
I know. Dang it is right. Dang it is.
Dang it all.
Dang it all.
Unspeaker, like that slice of pizza from yesterday.
Hold on. You're breaking up really bad. Say that again.
I said I'm sitting here in my car and I'm holding my phone on speaker like that slice of pizza from yesterday's.
How dare
morning.
You? How dare you? Well, you're in your car,
yeah,
so that's fine. If you get out of your car, no, sir.
Yeah, that's
I just caught myself. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I love it so much.
Well, you didn't get the money, but you do get yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see the Lumineers July 17th at Fenway Park, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Enjoy that concert.
Thanks so much. It's my birthday that day.
Woohoo!
Oh, it's my birthday the day before. We're almost birthday twins.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Katie from Nashua, and I could not be
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If today is your first experience listening to our show, welcome. You are in for a treat. You picked a great day to introduce yourselves to the Carson Kennedy program. That's Kennedy over there. That's
Hi.
Producer Dan. I'm Carson. And we do something on the show every once in a while called the Carson Kennedy Singers.
Mm-hmm.
We pick a song. The three of us will sing it. Kennedy puts it all together. She puts on her producer hat.
Yep. She's our Rick Rubin.
I take it in the lab, mm-hmm. You know.
And we decided to do a song because it is 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Tell everybody about it, Kennedy.
Well, For America, the most American song of all time, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA by the Carson and Kennedy Singers. You're welcome in advance.
Gets the people going.
Kennedy, make sure you cut all this out. People don't need to know how I warm up.
Me. I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream and my cardigan.
Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in?
Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign.
This is all so crazy.
Everybody seems so famous.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick.
Too much pressure and I'm nervous.
That's when the taxi man turned on the radio.
And a Jay-Z song was on.
And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away.
Not in my head like, yeah.
Moving my hips like, yeah.
I got my hands up to play my song. They know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah.
It's a party in the USA.
It's a party in the USA.
Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody looking at me now.
Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She's gotta be from out of town.
So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party.
Cause all I see are stilettos.
I guess I never got the memo.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick.
Too much pressure and I'm nervous.
That's when the DJ dropped my favorite tune.
And a Britney song was on.
And a Britney song was on.
And a Britney song was on. Oh,
so I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like, yeah.
Moving my hips like, yeah. Shakira.
I got my hands up to
play my song. They know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Feel like hopping on a flight.
Back in my hometown tonight.
Something stops me every time.
What am I doing?
The DJ plays my song and I feel alright.
So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like, yeah.
Moving my hips like, yeah.
They got my hands up to
play my song. They know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
It's a party in the USA. Hey, oh my God, we're still going. My song, the butterflies fly away.
Not in my head like, yeah.
Moving my hips like, yeah. Put my hands up, they're playing my song. They know I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's a party in the USA.
Yeah.
It's a party in the USA. Let's go. You're welcome, America.
The range you have, Dan. You and Mariah Carey, 8 octaves each.
Hit the whistle tone, Kennedy.
From the 401, Carson knows you're supposed to actually sing lyrics, not just read them, right?
The way you say party, but it sounds like potty, gets me.
Dan and Kennedy nailed it.
Well, Kennedy nailed it. Let's not go crazy.
We all nailed
here.
It. It was perfect.
From the 978.
I heard nothing wrong.
Dan pulling out the falsetto.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No.
In my head, it was going to go better.
From the 508. OMG, I'm throwing my hands up to my ears. Poor Kennedy. Maybe Carson and Dan should stay as backup singers. From the 857. From the 617, please stop.
Never.
From the 508, my dog is howling. From the 774, now I know why the CIA uses this song to torture prisoners with psychological warfare. From the 407, that was painful.
I can't tell. Do they like it?
You're from, so welcome.
From the 617, when you'd rather hear the Friday free-for-all.
Rude.
From the 978, did I just get transported back to Faneuil Hall to a place of dollar drafts and someone passing around a bucket of teriyaki stew?
Oh, let's go.
Guys, that's the best compliment we've ever received. Thank you.
The Carson and Kennedy Singers. If you missed it, we will put it up in the podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. Tickets on the 20s this morning, starting at 9:20. You can win tickets to see Luke Bryan at the Xfinity Center and then also become a finalist for that performance at the Mix Beach House from Kane Brown and Billy Idol with a week-long stay on Cape Cod at the Red Jacket Resort. A big thank you to Kino. Celebrate the night with the Mass State Lottery. So that'll happen 9:20 this morning. Your chance to see Luke Bryan. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. The jury in Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial is set to resume deliberations today.
after reaching a yet-to-be-disclosed verdict on all but one of the five charges he faces. The judge ordered the jury to continue its closed-door discussions for a third day after the panel said that it was unable to reach a consensus on the top count, which is the racketeering. The judge agreed with prosecutors and Combs' defense team that less than 13 hours of deliberation was too soon to give up on reaching a verdict on all counts. The jury's decision on the other charges, two counts of sex trafficking and two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, remains under wraps for now. In a note to the court late yesterday, the jury said unpersuadable opinions on both sides among some jurors had prevented the group from reaching a unanimous verdict on the racketeering conspiracy charge. It's a really complicated charge and a really complicated thing that comes along with all of this, and it comes with a potential maximum sentence of life in prison. So I imagine that's a tough one for them to.
So the reckless speculation is that on the four charges that they say they've come to terms on, probably guilty, but then the racketeering they're not sure of. Is that what we're all?
I don't have any idea. The things that I've been reading, I'm afraid he's going to walk.
Really?
Yep.
See, in my head, I just think. If there, it was kind of like with the Karen Reed, there was the one thing that, you know, that they weren't sure about, but they had made a decision on the other stuff. So I'm thinking it's going to go the same
but that was way. Not
but
guilty.
Yeah, I know. But this is going to go the other way. Guilty.
Huh. I don't know.
Now we'll I've just talked happens. Myself out of it.
So we'll see what happens. They'll be back deliberating today. Speaking of jail, Todd Chrisley.
Yes.
Know, he and his wife were
Chrisley
in jail.
Chrisley knows best.
Because, you know, they stole a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And then they got the pardon from the president,
because
correct?
Of course they did. Well, he's opening up about his time behind bars because everybody's paying for it. He was on the Unlocked podcast with his daughter, Savannah, and he says that he was a bad, bad man in prison. Y'all remember Rick Singer, the guy from the Varsity Blues scandal?
No, not really.
The college admission stuff.
He was a guy. Oh, that. When you say, when you said Varsity Blues.
And Becky from Full House, that was the guy who facilitated everything.
But in any event, apparently. He let him know. Todd revealed that while he and Singer, they were both in the same place, only spoke briefly before things escalated when Singer talked trash about Savannah, prompting Todd to say, "I will rip your head off and blank down your neck." Todd said that after the confrontation, "I never had another problem with him."
Hey, you got to let him know who's in charge of the yard, right, Dan?
I got to tell you, if Todd Chrisley said that to me, I'd be like, "Let's go. I dare you. I wish you would."
As they're in the lowest security prison of all time, where they have tennis courts.
That's it.
Put him in Walpole. See who's next. He's ripping off.
Dan, you don't know. You're going to get these hands.
These very manicured, soft hands are coming for you. I just can't. They're terrible people. Anyway, I digress. I'm going to end this with a lovely feel-good story for you.
No, who wants that?
So Jelly Roll and The Rock apparently have been friends for almost a decade, but it's all been online. They've never been able to meet in person. He posted on his Instagram page, The Rock did, saying, "Several years ago, I was going through a very hard thing. I was struggling. My mental wellness turned into my mental hellness. You got to put up the face, show up the work, smile and get through it." Relatable content. "Perhaps not the healthiest thing to do, but it's what I was doing at the time. Then a song came on through my headphones one morning on a random shuffle playlist, only from Jelly Roll. The lyrics rocked me. Hardcore. The words moved me so much that I reached out to Jelly. I said, 'You don't know me, and I don't know you, but this song of yours is helping me through some stuff I'm dealing with. And I just called to say thank you, brother. Our bond was born.'" I'm getting goosebumps. "The gift I gave Jelly when we finally met is insignificant to the world, but something I knew would mean a lot to him and he'd appreciate it. It's an old cheap postcard of a little motel in South Nashville. When I was 15 years old, I was forced, my family was evicted, to leave Hawaii and make it to Nashville to live with my dad. I wound up living with a stranger in this little spot on Murfreesboro Road that has since been torn down and is no longer there." So this is Rock giving the postcard to Jelly.
"We got evicted out of Hawaii, and I got sent to Nashville. Got sent to live at this little motel with this dude named Downtown Bruno, still one of my best friends. He just gave me this Christmas gift, man. And when I knew you were here, I was like, I got to give it to my boy Jelly. It's a postcard. Alamo Plaza Motel, man, where we live."
No way. Dude, I feel bad even taking this.
No, I'm going to sign that
so
to you.
Much, please. That's
he'll
what I was,
he'll man, love that is, I just gave you that.
You don't know what this means, man. This is. I was just talking about this. When you first get in the business, in our business, you dream of all the plaques coming to rap, you know?
Yeah.
So you start filling your walls up with plaques.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kid Rock writes you a note. Mm-hmm. And you cherish it like more than anything.
And then they hugged, and I swear to God, I was in tears this morning looking at it. So.
No, that's very cool. Hey, real quick, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but I just want to give them a plug for you to go check it out if you're interested in the Karen Reed stuff. Kenton Confidential on NBC 10 last night. Did you see what they had? So they had the defense team from the Karen Reed trial. They had Robert Alessi and David Jannetty on the program discussing all of it from the trial last night.
Oh, wow.
I just happened across it. I completely missed it, and I was just like, it sucked me back in. So if you want to go in and watch that, they have now posted it on their YouTube channel.
Okay.
So if you you haven't got enough of the Karen Reed story...
It keeps giving.
It is still out there, yeah. So you can see Robert Alessi and David Jannetty on NBC 10's Canton Confidential.
That's what I got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Valerie from Brighton.
Hello, Valerie.
Hi.
Dropping the kids off at camp today. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
What Bye.
Kids' names?
I got my son Oakley in the car with me.
Oakley. How old is he? Good morning, Oakley. How old is Oakley?
Seven.
Are you going to... Are you going to get to shoot arrows at camp? Do you have archery?
No.
All right. Well, you need to talk to those people at your camp and tell them to get their stuff together, okay? You get to camp, okay. And the first thing you say when you get to camp today is, can we do archery, please?
Where are your sharp objects, sir?
I'm sorry, Valerie.
I told her when she called, I was like, Carson's going to ask you about archery.
Valerie, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Dan, what do I start teaching young people about lawn darts? Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything that is happening. Question number one. 28 years ago today, in 1997, the first Men in Black movie premiered. Who starred opposite Will Smith as Agent K in the 3 Men in Black movies?
Oh my gosh, I can pick for him.
Mm-hmm.
It was... Oh my gosh, I don't remember.
Will Smith said, I'm the new hotness, you're the old and busted, I believe. Question number two. Lizzo opened up about her mental health while speaking with Women's Health and called out Beyonce as a reason she was able to bounce back from a dark time in her life. What instrument does Lizzo play?
She plays the flute.
Kylie Jenner now follows her boyfriend on Instagram, a notable move given she only follows 119 accounts.
Headlines today.
They've been together since 2023. Who's she with? What's his name?
Lisa Kylie.
Yes.
Timothy Chalamet.
Since he started dating Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's fame has exploded, and he's sad he can't take a pee in the woods on a golf course anymore. He says, I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a blanking guy with a camera. Travis Kelce has 3 Super Bowl wins with the Chiefs. What is the trophy called?
Oh my gosh, my husband's going to kill me if I don't get this. The Super Bowl trophy, the name of it?
Yep, yeah, that one.
Oh my God.
That's all right, it's a tough question. Question number 5. The final season of Squid Game set a 3-day Netflix record. The series amassed 60 million views worldwide from June 27th to June 29th, the largest 3-day tally Netflix has ever recorded. What is the first game ever played in the first Squid Game competition in season 1?
I think it's Red Light, Blue Light.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We started it last night. Watched season 3, episode 1 last night.
I hear it holds up. I haven't seen it yet.
And then Barrett's like, you're okay, Kennedy. Then Barrett goes upstairs. He's like, I'm going to watch the rest of it. I'm like, no, you're not.
My son keeps asking to watch it too, and I said no.
Oh, no. Barrett watches it. I just don't want him to watch it without me. We're watching it together. He doesn't know about couple shows, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Good job.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yep.
28 years ago today, 1997, the first Men in Black movie premiered. Who starred opposite Will Smith as Agent K in the 3 Men in Black movies?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Can you believe that movie's almost 30 years old? 1-0. Lizzo opened up about her mental health while speaking with Women's Health and called out Beyonce as a reason she was able to bounce back from a dark time in her life. Which instrument does Lizzo play?
The flute.
2-1. Kylie Jenner now follows her boyfriend on Instagram. A notable move given she only follows 119 accounts. They've been together since 2023. Who is he?
Timothée Chalamet.
What do you think he said when he like opened up his app and saw he had 1 new follower from his girlfriend 2 years after they started dating?
I don't think he cares. The internet cares far too much.
I bet he thought it was kind of cool.
You know, he sees her every day. I really don't.
It's not to say.
A like isn't. Yeah.
3-2. Question number 4. Since he started dating Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce's fame has exploded, and he said now he can't even pee in the woods on a golf course anymore.
The horror of it all.
He says, and I quote, I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a blanking guy with a camera. He has won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. What is the trophy called?
The Lombardi Trophy.
I've really undervalued the anonymity and that allows me to pee wherever I want all these years.
4-2. Question number 5. The final season of Squid Game set a 3-day Netflix record. The series amassed 60 million views worldwide from June 27th through the 29th. What is the first game ever played in the first Squid Game competition in season 1?
Red Light, Green Light.
That is it.
Nightmares for the rest of my life.
5-3 is the final score. Valerie, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. And we hope Oakley, which is a name I absolutely love, by the way. That is a great one. Has a good day at camp. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
We are Valerie and Oakley from Brighton, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Bye, Oakley.
Bye.
Bye. Archery. Don't forget to ask for archery.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sharon from Quincy.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Sharon!
I do that for the town. For Kennedy's traffic.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Sharon?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. I understand you just took your daughter to get her braces off.
You did.
That's a big day.
Very big day.
What's your daughter's name?
Grace.
Grace, is she there right now?
Yep, right here.
How does your mouth feel, Grace?
Really weird, actually. I'm Alex. My son's here, too. He's excited.
Alex, you said?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, guys. Five trivia questions, okay. All pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000. Are you ready?
That'll all go to orthodontist bills.
Yeah, like a fourth of it. Here we go. Question number one. A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but the deliberations will continue. The jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charges. Diddy was an integral part of launching the career of this female R&B icon, who's had hits like Family Affair and Real Love. Who is she?
Kathy.
Question number two. Keith Urban abruptly ended a radio interview in Australia after being asked an uncomfortable question about his wife making out with Zac Efron in a steamy new Netflix film called A Family Affair. Who is his wife?
Nicole Kidman.
This channel's annual Christmas in July programming kicks off this Saturday. It'll include the reruns of fan favorites, as well as a new docuseries about last year's inaugural Christmas cruise. Name the channel that does Christmas in July.
Ooh, Hallmark.
Question number four. There are only 13 country songs that have ever sold over 10 million units. One of them is Cruise. Which artist does Cruise? Need an answer.
I think it's...
All right. Got to move on. Question number five. Fun fact time. Did you know that a group of ferrets is called a business?
A business of ferrets?
Yes.
I like that.
Also, fun fact, Jennifer Aniston had a ferret co-star in a 2004 rom-com that also starred Ben Stiller. Can you name the movie?
I'm so bad at this.
You're not. These are tough questions. It's not easy. All right, let's get Kennedy. All right.
Kennedy!
And then I also understand you're getting ready to go to Greece tomorrow, Sharon.
I am. I'm not going to be $1,000 richer.
Are you taking the kids?
No, they're mad.
Good girl.
Well, that'll save you $10,000 right there. All right, Kennedy. Sharon from Quincy, along with Grace and Alex, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, good job, guys.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
A partial verdict has been reached in the Diddy trial, but the deliberations will continue today. The jurors haven't decided on his racketeering conspiracy charges. Diddy was an integral part of launching the career of this female R&B icon that had hits like Family Affair and Real Love. Who is she?
Mary J. Blige.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Keith Urban abruptly ended a radio interview in Australia after being asked an uncomfortable question about his wife making out with Zac Efron in a steamy new Netflix film called A Family Affair. Who is his wife?
Nicole Kidman.
Is that question out of bounds? Would you ask Nicole Kidman, like, is it odd, or what do you think when you watch her making out on screen with somebody else?
Would I ask Keith Urban that question? No, yeah. I would never ask Keith Urban that.
Would you ask any celebrity that question?
Absolutely not.
No? Is that
they're actors. They're grown-ass people. It's their job. No. He's there to talk about his music, I would imagine. So.
Sure. Maybe ask that question at the end of the interview, not the first question.
It's also the tone and how you ask it.
Or also, just mind your business.
Mm-hmm. 2-1, question number 3. This channel's annual Christmas in July programming kicks off on Saturday. It will include reruns of fan favorites, as well as a new docuseries about last year's inaugural Christmas cruise. Name the channel that has Christmas in July.
Hallmark?
If you're sitting inside watching Hallmark Christmas movies when it's 85 degrees outside, that's crazy.
It is. You can sit inside and watch Wimbledon.
You know, they play it where I get my hair blown out. Sucks me in every time. You know how much I hate a rom-com, but sucks me in every time.
Question number 4. There are only 13 country songs that have ever sold over 10 million units, and one of them is Cruise by which artist?
Florida Georgia Line.
Kennedy's. Baby, you a song.
Kennedy's all-time
favorite. Do I make you want to roll your windows down, Dan?
Every day, Kennedy. Every day.
4-2. Question number 5. Fun fact time, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that a group of ferrets is called a business?
That's fantastic.
They need little ferret briefcases.
That is fantastic.
Also, Jennifer Aniston had a ferret co-star. It was in a rom-com in 2004 that also starred Ben Stiller. Can you name the movie?
Oh, it was like Polly something. Polly. Something. Polly something.
Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
My sister's had ferrets. They're wild.
Yeah, my brother had one, too.
Yeah, my uncle had a bunch. I went every day there after school, excuse me.
And you have to...
They get into stuff.
Their names were Yo-Yo and Slinky, because that's what they looked like.
Oh. I remember he had his descented.
Oh, yeah, same.
Is that a thing they do?
100%.
Yeah. All right, so 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Sharon, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000. But, I mean, Grace has got her braces off. And you're heading to Greece tomorrow.
L-I-V-I-N.
Yeah, I think everything's good.
There's a lot of winning in the car still.
We're pretty rich.
Yeah, poor Alex is just in there. What about me? All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sharon from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
All right. Bye, Grace. Bye, Alex.
Bye.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.